$12 million. That's how much Washington spent to send 16 patients with traumatic brain injuries to a rehabilitation center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All these patients had something in common. Their injuries led to behavior issues that were extremely hard to manage because there was nowhere to treat them in Washington state. But once those patients got to Oklahoma, there was minimal oversight of their care by state officials and no plan for when they would return home. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is out with a five-part series on this story and here to talk to me about it now. Welcome, Austin.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
Of these 16 patients, they were all on Medicaid. Why did the state send them all the way to Oklahoma for treatment?
Well, you know, usually we think of government as doing requests for proposal and, you know, the government will have a need, so it will go out to contractors or vendors and ask them to propose a package, and then they'll bid that and evaluate it and decide on who to go with. This was much more organic. In fact, what happened is Brookhaven Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, came to Washington's Medicaid program to ask about a particular patient who was having trouble finding a place to go. And that spawned an in-person meeting, and from there spawned a contract. And once that contract was signed, sort of opened up this pipeline, if you will, to Tulsa, and in some ways really released a relief valve where there was so much pent-up demand for this sort of service. It wasn't available in Washington, and once it was available in Oklahoma, there was suddenly a lot of people heading there.
$12 million sounds like a lot for treating 16 patients, but these are also very difficult cases. Is that just what it costs?
Well, $1,000 a day per patient in this facility, that is a hospital-level reimbursement rate. It's actually half of Brookhaven's published rate. That was what they negotiated, was $1,000 a day. By contrast, a nursing home rate would be about $80 a day. So this is by, you know, factors of tens, much more expensive. The other kind of thing to keep in mind here is that it costs $230,000 to fly these patients from Washington State to Oklahoma aboard air ambulance flights because they were not in a condition where they could fly commercially. Now, part of why this didn't get identified as a problem for a long time is because the Medicaid program is a multi-billion dollar program. Mm-hmm. This was a very small amount compared to what Medicaid spends out. But for these few patients, this was a costly endeavor.
Most of these patients were there for months and sometimes even years. Why did these patients end up staying for so long?
In essence, what happened is that these patients slipped between the cracks of two state agencies. So Medicaid authorizes short-term hospitalizations and sent these patients to Brookhaven Hospital in Tulsa. But the healthcare authority, which runs Medicaid, is not in the business of case management. So they were getting monthly reports on these patients, but they weren't managing their cases like the Department of Social and Health Services does. But the Department of Social and Health Services ceases to do case management when someone leaves the state's borders. So once these patients were in Oklahoma, they were off the caseload of DSHS, and DSHS is responsible for long-term placements. So the only way they could come home is if DSHS was involved in finding them a long-term placement, and that wasn't happening for quite some time.
Virtually all of these people sent to Tulsa are back, as I understand it, but one has not come back. To learn more about that, I'd like to bring Katie Walker into the conversation. Welcome, Katie. Katie, are you with us? Hello, Katie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Your mother, Lori Jenks, was in a car accident back in 2010, and suffered a traumatic brain injury. She's been in Brookhaven in Tulsa, Oklahoma for 3 years and is currently there, the last of the Washington State's patients in Tulsa. Could you tell me a little bit about your mother's condition?
Yes, she has a severe traumatic brain injury, and she's been in a variety of different facilities for the last 8 years. She has definitely some severe behavioral issues, as Austin mentioned, that made finding an appropriate placement for her very challenging. She's mostly in a wheelchair and definitely has cognitive impairments as a result of her brain injury.
When you say significant behavioral issues, what do you mean by that?
She was known to throw things, hit, spit, try to bite people if they're close. She would swear, was very verbally abusive towards her caregivers, refusing care, just really made it difficult to make sure she had the things she needed to be healthy and safe.
Katie, before your mom, Lori Jenks, went to Tulsa, you tried to get her treatment here in Washington State. Tell us what that was like.
There really wasn't anything, and there still is very limited services after the initial acute phase. So right after an injury, there's hospital level of care, but they're, you know, days or weeks level of care. And we actually had her out of state earlier, right after the accident. She was in California for quite some time. And then when she returned to Washington, really struggled to find appropriate physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, the kinds of things that she needs, even just to maintain her level of functionality. Those services exist, but not specifically ones for people who have severe brain injuries with behavior issues like my mom.
And Katie, what was your hope when your mother went to Tulsa for this special treatment, and has your hopes for what that treatment would do for her played out? Has it worked?
We were really hoping for the specific neuropsych rehab that they advertise. You know, she was really struggling and really in a bad place when she went to Oklahoma, and she has calmed down some, but she's really also lost a lot of ground and really doesn't have a lot to show for the 3+ years that she's been there. I mean, her therapeutic outcomes are minimal at best. If you look back at, you know, those reports that you were mentioning from early on till now, very minimal change. She's calmer, but that also could just be that they don't aggravate her, which is our sort of assessment. They've learned how to work with her, but not really to do anything significant. So the kind of placement that she can have now after 3 years is basically the same kind of placement that would have worked for her 3 years ago.
Austin Jenkins has been reporting on this. Austin, how does the experience of Katie with her mother compare to some of the other cases that you've been looking at of these folks sent from Washington State to Tulsa, Oklahoma for treatment?
Well, it's very similar. And so before we talk about Brookhaven, I'll just talk generally about the fact that as I've done this reporting, I have been told repeatedly and over again that no two brain injuries are alike. So that's just a starting point. Brain injury as a subspecialty in medicine is still relatively new. We started hearing a lot more about it in the wake of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it's still the lack of resources for families and just the devastation when somebody's personality changes so dramatically. I mean, Katie's dad described Lori as the social, the person who kind of was the social coordinator for their family. She showed dogs, she showed Weimaraners, and was very active on that circuit and well known. And to think that in an instant, the person you know, the mom or the wife or the sibling you know, is changed dramatically and forever has been very hard for these families. And then at Brookhaven, you know, it was wrenching for these families to send their loved ones 2,000 miles away. They did it because they thought this was the best answer for the moment. I don't think any of them anticipated it would last for years. And the idea that there was no plan to bring them home is what most of the families that I've spoken with have said is so frustrating and, frankly, for them, unacceptable in the end.
Katie's mom is the last one in Tulsa from Washington State. What happened to the other 15 who left there?
So there were 16 in all, 11 who stayed the longest, 5 were able to come back and essentially go back home. At last check, there are actually 3 still there. And Lori Jenks, Katie's mom, is one of them. And part of why she's still there is because the family is holding out for a better option, if you will, than what the state has offered. The state offered her a placement in a adult family home in Spokane. I know that Katie's dad is not thought that that was the right placement. She may want to elaborate a little bit on this, but they are holding out possibly for a placement on the East Coast where Katie's based.
Yeah, Katie, how about that? You live in Massachusetts. Your mom is now in Tulsa. What would you like to see with your mother?
I think what we hope for is specialized care for her. as Austin said, no two brain injuries are the same, but also brain injury comes with its own, there are some sort of generalizations and some things that are very specific in terms of caring for a brain injured patient. And a lot of the care systems that are set up are really meant for dealing with older, elderly patients who really are in decline and sort of about placating them. And a brain injury patient really needs to be pushed in order to maintain or even improve. And there's a lot of other things in terms of, you know, similarities to dementia, but not the same, or Alzheimer's. And a lot of the care that's out there is not really specialized for brain injury. So that's our hope, is to find a place that knows really how to address the needs of a brain injured patient, so that she can live life that she has. You know, as Austin said, she wasn't really expected to live. It's, you know, it's the fact that she's here with us is a blessing, but there's definitely a lot of challenges, and hoping to find some place that really can take those into consideration when they're caring for her.
Katie Walker, her mother, is a patient with a traumatic brain injury at the Brookhaven Rehabilitation Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she was sent from Washington State. Washington State has spent $12 million sending 16 brain injury patients there. Also, KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins with us. There's a five-part series with much more detail on this story. You can hear it each day this week during Morning Edition here on KUOW. Austin and Katie, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.